When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The Eagles have won 7 straight games. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
Not bad.
Hold on. Let me say something.
Oh, boy.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to need you two to get it together.
What?
Me?
Yeah, both of you. I need you to sound like it's 5:30 and we're singing Creed. You know, there's a lot of monotone bass in there.
With no. Maybe him.
Yeah, well, here's what I do know.
You always confuse all of us. You can't tell the difference.
Well, I understand the voices. And I do know that both of you guys drowned my voice out with your deep voices, and neither one of your voices is deep as mine. But why is it deeper when you're singing? I need you to put a little more lightheartedness into the song. I need a little more energy. Jack, I need you smiling more so you can fucking make, I'm gonna feel the happiness coming out of you.
Can I propose something?
Yes.
Can we do it again?
No.
Ah. Oh. I want the opportunity to prove myself. Okay. All right. Fine.
Yes. That's 7 in a row, Spike.
7 in a row is not bad, man. That is not bad. 9-2. Ooh. And the thing that is most impressive to me is that the Philadelphia Eagles seem like they get better every single week and pass every test that we set up for them, right? Mm-hmm. So after the Browns, it was, well, get your stuff together, get your house in order. Coach has got to keep quiet, got to beat the Giants, and they go in and they beat the Giants, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's the go on the road against Cincinnati, and we're like, well, here's a good team who can throw the ball all over the place, and we'll see if the defense can hold up, and they go in there and they dominate that game. They squeak by the Jaguars, but then there's another test, and that is the Washington Commanders, who are the other good team in the NFC East, and here's Jaden Daniels on his way at the time to being Offensive Rookie of the Year, and then they go and they take care of that. And then there's the Rams game. Rams have won 4 of 5. It's on the road. They need the game. It's sort of a trap game for the Eagles, right? And they go in there and they blow them out. And I just can't believe that the team just keeps getting better and better and better. And, you know, I have put, from the beginning of the season, I have put a limit on my expectations for the Philadelphia Eagles. But I don't think...
Limitless!
I don't think we should put that limit anymore. And the Eagles can concentrate on their week-to-week, game-to-game, looking at all they care about is Baltimore. But we can dream. And I think we can start dreaming about New Orleans. And the final thing I'll say.
I'm talking gumbo.
The final thing I'll say is that, and we'll talk about Saquon Barkley all day today, I'm sure. I have not seen an offensive season like this from any Philadelphia Eagle as long. And I've seen some great performances, right? We've seen T.O. and we've seen great Westbrook performances and great Donovan performances. But we've seen Carson Wentz in 2017. But
come on.
We haven't seen it since.
I did that for you.
Yep.
But the domination from Saquon Barkley this year behind a great offensive line. But without Saquon Barkley, who knows where they'd be? He is outrageous. He's one of the best players I've ever seen in Midnight Green on the offensive side of the ball. He doesn't have the resume yet, but as far as this season, this year, it's been incredible, and it's fun to watch. And I can, again, I do not have a limit anymore. Like, this is a Super Bowl season. Like, we should consider them as good as any team in the league, with a team that has a chance as good as any team in the league for the Super Bowl this year.
My goodness. Boy, that's sweet music to my ears. Welcome to the party, bro.
Thank you.
Welcome to the party. Jack, we'll let you in when we feel like it's authentic, but welcome to the party as well.
Thrilled.
I know you're outside looking through the window at everybody in here jamming, right?
Having a good time.
See your boy over at the bar. I'm drinking and everything. I'm two-stepping over at the bar. Yeah, I'm two-stepping at the bar. Yes, two-stepping. And I'm looking at the party of people out on the dance floor being led by Saquon Barkley. My goodness. Listen, we got 4 hours to do this show today. I don't know if I have a vocabulary deep enough to describe Saquon Barkley for the next 4 hours. But my goodness, you're talking about glazing. We're going to glaze for the next 4 hours.
Yep, and you know what? We've been seeing it for weeks, but last night was the
glaze!
Was the coming out party nationally for Saquon Barkley. Like, nationally, we saw
Ike's proud of himself.
Yeah,
that
the
one.
Glazing.
Yeah. It feels like he's really in tune with the younger people. He really does.
I just skip past it because I don't know what it means.
Well,
believe me, it's okay.
Okay, all right.
Look it up during the break.
Yeah, well, I can guess. I have context clues here.
Yes. No, in all seriousness, though.
Yeah.
I'm just happy.
Please.
I'm punch drunk.
Yeah.
Punch drunk today because I'm happy. I'm excited about this freaking team. Game is over at about 11:30. I can't go to sleep at 2 o'clock because I'm up watching highlights and I'm up watching every post-game show imaginable. And I need to hear all the content about this dude being the MVP of this league. And I love hearing it. This is a football team. My goodness. I didn't expect that game to go that way last night.
No.
I did not expect that. Well, I put it this way. I didn't expect it to end up the way that it did. That second half was just so dominant by this team. And it started with the first play of the second half where he goes 70 yards. I mean, it was back and forth in that first half. It was back and forth, nip and tuck, as it usually is in the first half with us. But to pull away the way they did in the second half and to listen to our fans just completely take over the stadium the rest of the game and turn that into a home game. Man, we got so much. We got so long to go, man. We got 6 more weeks in the regular season. Then we got to get through a month of January in the postseason.
God willing,
yeah.
Before we get to New Orleans, man, this dude, knock on wood, we got to keep this dude healthy. And I don't mean by resting him, Spike. 30 touches last night.
I know, I saw.
30 touches
looked
last night.
Looked pretty fresh, too. Looked
pretty
fresh.
Even though, hey, Kenny G got in the end zone.
Yeah,
though.
You see that? You got a little juice, got a little pop.
Listen, I thought about you. It's 2 times I think about you.
Okay.
When Bo Nix is playing and when Kenny G gets the ball.
or there's an Embiid update.
Right.
Oh, I forgot it's 3 times, yes.
Yeah.
Anything about Embiid.
Plus 950, by the way, Kenny G.
For a touchdown?
Yeah, my man.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
I didn't hit that one. But, man, dare to dream, man. I think this is where we are. This is where we are. And now every game becomes even bigger because I still want the number one seed. I still want home field advantage. You look at the Lions' schedule coming down the stretch. They have some tough games, including in their own division against Minnesota and Green Bay, although it'll be at home. I think they play the 49ers as well.
They do.
So we're hopefully they haven't given up on the season by the time they play them. Do they play the Bills?
They do.
My goodness, they play the Bills too?
They do.
I got to get 2 more losses out of the Lions. 2 more losses out of the Lions. 1 more for the Eagles, if that's even necessary.
And I would love for one of those 2. By the way, I would love for the Lions losses to be NFC losses.
Oh yeah,
as well.
Both to Minnesota
that would be
and
nice.
Green Bay.
Yep,
yes.
yep.
Yeah. But that's what we're looking at, man. I mean, this is a very good football team. The defense last night was outstanding. I got to pour one out for BG, everybody's favorite. His season appears to be over, and we'll talk about whether or not his career is over with. I can't wait to see him later and hear from him tonight on the Brandon Graham Show.
He will be here, by the way, 6 o'clock. Yeah. Brandon Graham Show is going on, even though he got injured yesterday.
Man,
yep,
this dude could have got caught in a gunfight. He'll still be here today, man.
He is reliable.
He is reliable when it comes to the Brandon Graham show.
Yep.
But, yeah, man, I'm so excited about the team. It was just one of those wins last night where you're saying to yourself, how in the hell did we get this dude on this football team? 26. I mean, my goodness. And I won't go as far as you, Spike, because there's been some great individual seasons, but his is right up there. His is right up there with any individual season ever in this Eagles uniform. There's been some pretty good ones, and this dude is not even finished yet. He may get over 2,000 yards rushing this year.
Well, the other thing about Saquon is that it's one of these years where everybody knows he's getting the ball all the time, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is the kind of offense that you should be able to shut him down. The other team should be able to shut him down.
Well, and they don't touch him until he's, 5 yards in, it seems like?
Yeah, he is running.
Speaking of that O-line, man.
Yeah, dude. They're
my
maulers.
My goodness.
They're maulers.
He's running with a purpose, and the coolest thing to happen last night with Saquon, aside from, 255 yards rushing and 300 yards of offense, is the MVP thing that we've been saying locally for a few weeks now. It took a turn. With national TV last night, it took a turn. And everyone else said at the same time, oh, my God, look at what he's doing. And Saquon Barkley went from, I think, 10th or 11th in MVP odds yesterday before the game to 3rd. So he's only behind Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Some with Jared Goff, I guess.
No, he's jumped Goff.
Did he jump Goff?
He's jumped Goff, too, yeah. So,
thank God.
So really, this week, last night was big. And this coming Sunday, from an MVP standpoint, going against
another nationally televised game.
Going against Lamar, that's a big one.
425.
215-592-9494. Are you dreaming? Are you truly dreaming Super Bowl now? And where does Saquon's season fit with all of the other great Eagles offensive seasons that you've seen? Before we get to the phones, Jack, how are you? Are you sharing the enthusiasm we have?
They're awesome. Okay. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're freaking awesome. And I think, obviously, you guys have touched on the Saquon defense. I just like that last night, the Rams, they tried to be physical with the Eagles.
Yeah.
And the Eagles matched that.
Yeah.
And when we talk about 22, and I was never proud of that defense. Even, I mean, you can give me all the historic 70-sack nonsense all you want. I think in our guts, I don't know if we trusted them. This defense has totally changed that. And BG going out is definitely going to affect things.
It's a blow,
because he was great last night.
Yes.
He shot out of a cannon last night.
Every game, he makes some big play.
Yeah, if that was his last game.
He's played pretty well.
That was a game to have.
He played pretty well. But they make big plays when they need to. They're physical. They're tough. They're a complete dominant football team. We're watching a dominant football team. Mm.
And the defense took a punch last night, too. Mm-hmm. It looked, those first couple of Rams drives, I thought we were going to be in for a long night. But they figured it out, and Fangio seems to make an adjustment when those things happen, and he did, and they played well. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Superman is in the building. Hey, man, this dude Saquon Barkley. This dude, I ain't even enough words in the dictionary to describe this dude. Like, you don't even know what word great. That ain't even a good enough word. Fantastic. That ain't even a good enough word. Like, I don't even know if my vocabulary is good enough to give a word to describe this dude, man. This dude is Superman. It's crazy. Like, what this dude is doing, I'm like, what? Like, this dude, man, like, we ain't never, oh my gosh. I'm lost for words today, man. Because going into that game, like, I ain't expecting to do him like that. Like, I didn't expect them to beat the Rams down like that. Like, we running over teams. It's like we on a revenge tour. Like, y'all disrespected us. Like, Spike, welcome to the party, baby. You talking about dreaming Super Bowl. We've been doing that. A lot of us
been doing that.
Since day one, baby. Like, I'm glad you finally here, Spike. I'm glad you on the team.
Oh, all right.
Jack's still outside, I'll sneak in some hors d'oeuvres.
Someone was on this run before everyone else.
I'll pull out some unwrapped candy in my pocket. Here you go, Jack. You can have that. But it's like, what we doing, the defense. Hey, Cooper DeJean, this dude Cooper DeJean, man. The way he playing, the way he covering, like, he might be equal with Quinion, if not better. Like, I'm like, blown away by what we getting. Vic Vangio, yo, Ike, Spike.
Yeah.
We gotta get my coach. Kellen Moore don't wanna run the ball. Right? Jeffrey Lurie don't wanna run the ball. Somebody on this coaching staff, they told me don't got no say I know somebody wanted to run the football. Now, I don't know who it is. I just know somebody on his coaching staff said, hey, we got a beast in the back, hand him the football. I know the owner don't want to do that. I know the OC probably don't want to do that. So somebody, hey, put some respect on my boy's name. And also, like Ike said, we got to give love. Because, you know, I'm not going to say the name, but he the only player I love from a certain school that I got love for.
Right.
GG.
Yes.
We going to win it for you, baby. I'm telling you right now, we winning it for you. We going to bring this trophy home for BG, baby. And we did that last night with Smitty at home in street clothes.
We didn't even have Smitty last night.
We didn't even need Smitty last night.
Well, they don't even know he's there most of the time anyway.
Lamar, you on deck. Lamar, you on deck, baby. You know what happened when we go against top 10 QB. So I hope you're ready, baby, because we got something for you next week. See, Derek Henry want to put out a little tweet. That's cute and all that. But, hey, man, listen, on the way out, this ain't Elliott's boxing class. Whenever teams show up, we whoop y'all ass, baby. Go Birds!
Go Birds. 215-592-9494. I think this is why, you know, Corey was trying to put into words what we're watching with Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
What's so amazing about him is what we haven't seen. We've seen some great backs here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Westbrook, LeSean McCoy, you know, in the last several years. But the last 20 years or so. The difference with Saquon is that he has a combination of speed and power that I don't think that we've seen. Normally, it's one or the other. It's a guy as a grinder, he's strong, or
right.
He's fast and dynamic. But Saquon does both things. Saquon is knocking people down with stiff arms, running over guys, but he's also spinning away and hurtling
and
them
running
backwards
away from people.
And running away from them. Like he is, this is a season for him, as great as it is for him, for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think for him, this season means something for him.
He's reminding
everyone. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah.
This dude is trying to run us to the Super Bowl. Man.
He is.
He is trying to run us to the Super Bowl. Being a part of this offense with these players surrounding him and the motivation to show those dudes up the turnpike what they had and what they should have appreciated, I don't mind it. That's his motivation. I love the fact that he has suppressed that and he keeps it under wraps, right? I thought the only time he really got into it was early in the offseason with the whole Tiki thing when he shot back at Tiki, and I was like, you don't need to do that stuff. Just play ball. And that's what he's done ever since then. He speaks highly of the Giants when he talks about them. But, dude, you know damn well, he steps on that field, he's like, yeah, this is what y'all should have appreciated up there.
And by the way, like, I think it's finally starting to hit Giants fans where they can't be in denial anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, early in the season, they're like, look,
they try to downplay
we understand it.
Yeah.
Even the people who weren't negative, we understand it. This is where the direction the team had to go, so on and so forth. But the Giants were not tanking this year. They were not rebuilding this year. That's not what they were doing. So to look at a team like the Giants, who are 2-9, probably going to fire the head coach, probably going to fire the general manager again, you know, those things. And look at this one guy they could have had. Expensive for a running back, sure.
And but the owner wanted him.
Wanted him back. Essentially a two-year deal.
He is a clear example to me, among others. I'm a running back guy. I grew up, Spike, we grew up in an era where, we like quarterbacks, but teams used to build their franchises around the running back.
Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yes.
So
I've always had that appreciation for that position. And when the argument about where you take a running back at and whether you build around one and can you win with one, I understand the argument from a philosophical standpoint. But you have to be able to see talent and recognize special talent. And that's the exception to the rule. And when he was drafted that high in the draft, now the Giants probably shouldn't have been the team who did it because they didn't have the parts around him so that he could flourish. But that's why a guy with that type of talent goes that high. That's why he should go that high, because that's how good he is if used correctly.
And by the way, shame on the Giants too, because even I know everyone goes back and says, well, they shouldn't have picked him too, and maybe they shouldn't have, but they had half a decade with him there to build an offensive line
around him, yes.
And at least put one weapon on the outside to make it easier for him to do it. And they couldn't even it wasn't like he was there and gone in 2 years.
Right.
He was there, you know, it might end up being that most of his career being played for the New York Giants, and they weren't able to do it the entire time they were there. So even if you say they shouldn't have taken him to, they had ample time to grow the team around him and have a Saquon's. And even without that, he still had a couple of great years
Sure did.
You know?
Well, his rookie year was awesome.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Rob and Delco, you're on WIP.
Guys. Hey, Fred.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, Spike. Listen,
hey Rob.
Well, why the disappointment sound in your voice, Rob?
No. Listen, I'm
wake up.
I'm disappointed for BG. That's what I feel sad
about. Okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah, my bad, Donovan Johnson.
No, because listen, I know they managed the snaps. Man, he was effective. Oh my God,
they couldn't manage the snaps after week three.
Yeah, I think they tried to, and then they realized he was the best edge player they had. At 36 years old, he was their best edge this year.
He was.
It wasn't even a question, and he's 36 years old.
Yep.
There's three quick points. One. Listen, I'm 51. Right? We're around the same age, you know, a few years older than you, Spike. But Jalen Carter, man, can he be like an Aaron Donald, like a young Aaron Donald? Like, is that what we're seeing? Is somebody like that could just wreck a game week to week?
He was a monster again last night. Yeah.
Doubled him. He still splits the double.
Doubled on 80% of his snaps, by the way.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Monster. And the other thing is, the other point, listen, I don't mind Saquon's touches because what I notice is, sure, he might take a good lick eventually, but I don't really see him get squared up. Like, he goes out of bounds when he can to save his body. Those runs, hell, that last one, I'm not taking away anything from him, but that offensive line, you know, I could have ran. Spike would have been hit.
But not you.
On that.
But yeah, you could have got 5 yards out of it. You couldn't have got 70 out of it.
Yeah.
He could have got five, maybe got tripped up by his ankle or something, but, you know, listen. I mean, that's why I don't mind the touches, because he's not really getting squared up. I don't really see him taking a lick or two. So keep the touches going. I'm with Sirianni. Keep running that boy. That's the formula right now.
Well, they don't have a choice.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say
that. They have a choice. They got a choice. Listen, when you're paying our offensive. But is that an indictment on the quarterback, though? Honestly.
Well, listen, I would never say that.
Yeah, not today. Tomorrow, maybe.
I'm always saying that because you're paying, like, our tackles and one of our guards and what you're paying our wideouts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, 22 passes last night for old QB1.
Yeah, but he didn't need to do anymore.
Yeah, yep. 47 of 50 runs, yep.
Listen, Jack, you stick to your fillers, you're going to break your heart again next year. You know?
Wow, this is what
really, that's what we're doing.
This is what Jack brings out of people. We're all from Philadelphia, and Jack turns
it into, see them losing the first round.
Turns it into this guy. And as I said with Jack, you can tell his tone via text.
We would not handle that very well.
Jack said via text last night, I don't think they're ever going to lose again. And you could tell that was not the text of a man who was happy about it.
They're not. They're unbelievable. They're unbelievable.
All right. Are you fine? Are you, if you were on the fence, are you with it? Are the Eagles a Super Bowl team this year? And where does Saquon Barkley's season rank in the history of Eagles offensive?
It's not above the Broncos
individual
yet.
It's not there yet.
Yeah, it's not above the Broncos.
Yes,
yet.
It is.
And what?
Carson's season?
Yeah.
33 touchdown passes in 14 games.
This is more impressive to me than what Carson did.
Well, anything anybody does is more
impressive. That's a good point. That is a good point. There are several seasons I have above Carson, including Nick Foles 27-2. I have the Mike Vick's MVP runner-up season. I could list them. Randall had two MVP runner-up seasons, I believe. So
I tell you, Mike, that season Mike had was pretty damn exciting.
I love that season.
That's one of my favorite
seasons. For 10
games. Well, that was probably like 12. But still, I get the point.
All right. Your calls as well. We will talk next about what they do in BG's spot. You know, we all feel we're bummed from a personal standpoint, but also, you know, they got to figure out who's getting those snaps. So we'll talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's, sorry. Chickies and Pete's gift. This is what happens when you're excited, Jeff.
Yep.
Chickies and Pete's gift cards for the holidays. The perfect gift that always fits and always gets used. Buy in person or online at chickiesandpete's.com. Oh, there it is. Go marching in.
Yeah.
Oh, when the Saints go marching.
We're not copying off the midday show.
Oh, do they sing it?
No, they do. Yeah. They sing Eastbound and Down.
Oh, we were the first singers.
Yeah. Wait till the morning show is singing.
Yeah, it's keep waiting.
I will say this. Today is fine because it's the day after the game.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a long way to go.
I know. I'm just trying to celebrate.
Come on.
No, I think the day after is perfectly fine.
And I'm celebrating my arrival to the Super Bowl.
Yes, it's about time.
No, but you stop it. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Never too early to book that holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. Book now for November or January and get a party upgrade. Visit chickiesandpete's.com. All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Curious what your guess is going to be on this, Ike. Here is the question. Which of these three is the best free agent signing? Saquon Barkley, Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper.
Ooh.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
It is a good one.
It's Bryce Harper.
It's still Bryce.
Yeah, it's still Bryce.
What do you think the vote is, though?
Well, Saquon.
Okay, all right.
It's the day after an Eagles game.
Yeah, what do you think the percentages are?
I would go 44%.
59% Saquon.
Ooh, wow.
Now, you have to give it to Bryce because it changed the outlook of the entire franchise.
Yes.
But so.
And he's been here longer, and he took his team to the World Series.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah, those things already happened.
Jack, you didn't put Paul George?
I was trying to find the Sixer.
Yeah.
And I was like, Elton Brand was 2008.
Elton, yeah.
Philly Max.
Yeah.
And I didn't know a flyer, so.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Could have put Alshon. Alshon was there last night. It was good to see the Super Bowl hero. This is my guy, man. That is my guy. I don't care.
Ike was never an Alshon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not a big Alshon.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen Eagle make two catches like he did in the Super Bowl.
Well, I agree with that. I wouldn't say ever seen, but it's two pretty good catches.
Well, given I've only seen two Super Bowls.
It's two pretty good catches, though.
Do you believe in the Eagles as a Super Bowl contender? Where does this Saquon season sit as far as all-time Eagles individual offensive seasons? Louie in Nebraska, you're on WIP.
MVP. MVP. What's going on, fellas?
What was that voice?
Yeah, why were you whispering?
Yeah.
Are you on a golf course right now?
Not in Nebraska.
I am at work.
Okay.
Okay, I was going to say.
Just like when I was in the nursing home, my grandfather giving you an Eagles chant. Anyway, listen, obviously the obvious answer why we're so excited about Saquon, but can I just talk to you about our quarterback and the number one defense in America, if not the world? I hope Hugh is listening. Defense is not a luxury, fellas.
Not for this team.
Defense in the league. In the league. The number one defense? With an offense you can't stop with a weapon X, not talking about Dolphins. God, I haven't been this excited since Allen Iverson, 2001. Okay,
wow.
Even though
wow.
I was only 8 years old, I mean the man, level.
Do you know how much has happened since 2001, Louis?
No,
been to three World Series,
two Super Bowls,
three
hey, Super
guys,
Bowls,
guys,
yeah.
Louis, rein it in, pal.
Yeah.
Guys, the reason why I said Allen Iverson is because we have a bona fide superstar that is to the face of the league almost, okay? That's why I'm so excited today. And then our Jalen Hurts, completing 70% of his passes. I mean, that's a quiet game that he had.
That's what elite QBs do.
Yeah, people don't talk about
that. That's what I'm saying, guys.
When you have an elite QB, what you do is when you get down there in the red zone, you just don't let him do anything over and over and over again. That's what you do with elite QBs.
Hold on, we had a red zone touchdown.
Yeah, he threw a dime to AJ.
By the way, what the hell are the officials looking at?
It was a tough night for the officials.
I mean, the guy literally got 4 feet down before he went out of bounds.
Well, and the Isaiah Rodgers pass interference to to keep that game alive was insane.
We did seem to get a nice kiss from the officials with letting Nick Sirianni switch whether he's
I don't know what that was all about,
I was telling Jack, I swear I saw that happen earlier this year, I think with the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I – and nobody in the booth on TV at least knew – what the rule was. I mean, I don't know if there is a rule whether you can take it back or not, or what the time is. Like, if Sirianni said this to him, and obviously they let him switch after a few minutes, if it obviously can't be a rule, because what if Sirianni went, nah, yeah, you know what, I'll accept it. Just in a second.
Well, he should have said no take-backs.
Yeah, no takesy-backsies.
Yeah.
Hey, I.
Yes.
This when I get you on the lesson team, this is how your golf game is going to feel. You're going to be making fairways, you're going to be hitting greens, and you're going to be making putts, baby.
Oh, that's
this is what
I'm talking about.
The Eagles are going to do, and I'll see you in paradise. See
couldn't
you
find a fairway
by
Saturday.
Eating gumbo, eating gumbo, baby. Let's go, birds.
Yeah, there got to be some golf courses down in New Orleans, right?
I wouldn't think about golfing in New Orleans.
No.
Not during Super Bowl week.
Yeah, oh, okay. We got work to do.
Oh,
yes,
all right.
Sir.
Come on, Spike. We didn't even golf in Phoenix, and that's a great golf.
You
town.
Didn't?
No.
Wow.
Well, what do we have? Free 5 or 6 hours.
Now, the show did start at 11 out there.
Yeah, this show will be starting at 1 in New Orleans when we're doing it. You could get around then. Early round?
Mm-hmm.
Look. All right. All business. I got you.
Well,
you know I'm good with that.
Let me tell you, I tried to play Saturday. I lasted 9 holes, man.
Oh, come on.
What's the matter?
Dude, it was windy and cold out there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the tough part about fall
golf. A little much.
You're not committed to the grind like I thought you were.
Mm-mm. Well, and plus it rained on Friday, too, so it was a little soggy.
And it was cart path only.
Oh, that's a recipe for disaster.
So Brandon Graham.
Spike can relate.
Yeah, of course.
Spike's ready to move on.
Yeah, I am. Brandon Graham is one of one for a lot of reasons. And as a player, as a guy, and we're going to play you what he said last night after the game. So here's what BG said.
I'm out for the rest of the year. For real?
No, you're not. Right
here?
Yeah. What happened?
What happened? Tore my tricep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got chipped. Got hit in my elbow. Tore my tricep. But, man, hey, like I told the boys, man, we got the missing, still the missing. You know, we pour everything we can into this game. You know, if I say I trust God. So, man, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm about to enjoy this little rehab, and then I'm about to enjoy leading the team, you know, the rest of the year. As soon as I can be back out there, I'm going to be out there. But, man, we was having fun out there. And we still going to have fun. But, I'm definitely, as a player, I'm out for the year.
Now, I think anyone would have guessed that Brandon Graham is a tougher person than I am. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, if I tore my tricep, I would not sound nearly as pleasant as Brandon Graham sounded last night. Like, he looked at peace, but still smiling, still encouraging teammates, all that sort of stuff. He was having such a great year, and if this ended up being the last year, what an amazing year it would be. You know, most players anywhere, mm-hmm. the end of the last year of their career isn't usually a super productive one, but he had been great this year. I think the big question is, and we'll get into what BG will decide what he wants to do next year after rehabbing this, is what they do with those snaps. Because he had become so important, not just from a leadership perspective, but on the field, especially with Bryce Huff being out as well, too. What do you think they end up doing? Is there a scenario where Milton Williams is an edge? Is there a scenario where you line up Zach Bond there? Is there a scenario where there's somebody on the practice squad? What do you think they're going to do with those snaps?
I would imagine they're going to go out and sign somebody over the next day or two.
You think there's somebody floating out there?
Yeah, there's guys on the street. You got Yanni Ngakoue, who's out there. Who else did we say?
Jason Pierre-Paul.
JPP is out there. Randy Gregory. You know, somebody that can come in and play maybe 15 or 20 snaps. That you need another body. You need a body that can hold up against the run. Putting guys like Jalix Hunt, Zach Bond. Like, BG was a stout run defender and an edge setter. That was the problem with Bryce Huff. That's why he wasn't out there on rundowns.
Right.
So you're going to need to have somebody out there who can hold up against offensive tackles and tight ends and still be effective. They may have to get by this week, but I'd be surprised if Howie isn't on the phones or scouring to find a body to bring in.
Well, Yannick is on the Patriots, by the way.
Yannick is on the Patriots? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, and one of the things that I think
SpotTrack needs to update their free agent list.
I agree.
Available free agents.
Get on their ass.
Yes.
What the hell's going on with them? I think them rotating the way that they have this year, too, has given guys like Nolan Smith a chance to, when he's out there, I think, go as hard as they can, because nobody's playing a ton of snaps on the edge right now. So we'll see. But he will be difficult to replace, really difficult to replace. 215-592-9494. Joe in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Is he asleep?
Yep.
He's snoring. That's pretty good.
Come on, man. The show's like 40 minutes old.
No, listen to this for
you. Great job by Buzz today.
He just woke up.
Shh. Joe, honey,
Saquon.
Well, it was a late game last night.
Oh boy,
is that all I want for Christmas? Right. Is you?
I gotta put Joe on hold.
Yeah, Joe's got a lot going.
Come
on.
Come back to him in a little bit.
Yeah, Jack, why don't you tell him about National Appliance Warehouse?
I thought you wanted me to talk to Joe.
No,
off the air.
It'll give Buzz a chance to do his job. You'll talk about National Appliance Warehouse, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the Eagles.
Man, if you're dreaming of a new kitchen that's innovative with dynamic aesthetics that'll blow you away, you have to get to National Appliance Warehouse and explore Gen Air. Only Gen Air combines rebellious luxury with quality and design. These are high-performance, sophisticated appliances for people who love technology and visual appeal. Gen Air's refrigerators feature a daring obsidian interior, stylish black finish that enhances the look of everything inside. Choose from two distinct design expressions throughout the Gen Air product offering. Rise features a bold professional look, while Noir is sleek and contemporary. Gen Air's dishwashers also offer the quietest technology available. What are you laughing about?
You'll find out in a second.
I'm so impressed with Gen Air. You have to trust National Appliance Warehouse's knowledgeable team to guide you through selecting the perfect appliances for you, and always at the best price thanks to Price Assure. It's Black Friday all month long. Right now, save 15% instantly when you package 4 Gen Air appliances together. See store for details. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell him Fritz sent you.
So we thought it was Joe snoring in the Northeast. It turns out it was someone else. Joe, you want to tell everyone who was snoring?
I'm not snoring. I don't understand what's going on here.
Who was snoring, though?
I don't know. Listen, I checked on my girlfriend. She's sleeping.
Anyway, that's a hefty snore for her.
Now, my beef is with you, Ike, or Spike.
Which one?
Ooh.
You picked the Eagles to lose by double digits last week.
Yep, per usual.
Your predictions. And now, you like, listen.
Joe, are you missing the bit here?
Yeah. How long have you been doing this, Joe?
Yeah. Joe, they're undefeated when I pick them to lose by double digits, so that's what I do.
So that's a good thing?
Yes.
Because I usually, when I write on Facebook, I write book it. When I write book it, they always lose.
I'm glad we got that.
Psychology. But listen, man.
Yeah, I picked them to lose by double. I started picking them to lose by double digits. I think it was the New Orleans game, which they won.
Yep.
And they are now undefeated. I believe they're 8-0 or 9-0.
Yeah, you haven't lost
since. You're on the same pace. Keep doing that. Spike.
Okay, thank you.
For real.
Book it.
But anyway, this. When they signed Barkley, I was like, we had Swift. I loved him. I thought he was the greatest thing. And then, man, this is just unbelievable what this guy's doing. It's insane. 300 yards.
It's a different level.
255.
255. 300 total yards.
I mean, 300 total at the end of the day. But, like, it's insane. Who does that? And for him, like, when you brought that up earlier, like, he was, like, 12th in the MVP voting. He's definitely the best player in football, without a doubt. And he's got one less game against Henry. Henry has one, like, I don't think he had his bye week.
Yeah, I haven't had his bye week yet, yeah.
Yeah. But, and I don't think anybody's comparing him to Henry anymore. I think
even close. Yeah. This guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty dynamic. Just, and his as good as Christian McCaffrey was last year, I think Saquon's production is going to end up by far eclipsing McCaffrey last year.
And that's what I wanted to get to. Like, McCaffrey last year was unbelievable, off the charts. And how did he not win it is unbelievable. Like, come on, man.
Well, but you also had quarterbacks that were dynamic last year.
Yep.
And that's the difference with this year. Lamar, I mean, do they really want to make him a back-to-back MVP and a three-time winner?
It feels like Josh Allen versus Saquon.
It does feel like Josh, and with Jared Goff, like, nipping at the heels.
Again, but if and this, if Jalen's not going to get credit for what he does for the Eagles, then what does Jared Goff, why does he deserve
MVP? Well, if his team has the best record in the league overall and he beats Josh Allen, San Francisco, like he beats those teams.
Yeah, I guess it's how those games play out. Like if they do what they do with Gibbs and Montgomery going for like 150 to 200 and Goff is throwing for
I'm with you. I'm with you. But we need a reason for them not to give it to the quarterback. It's like they want to give it to a quarterback.
Like if Josh Allen's the one seed in the –
then he's probably going to get it. He's going to get it.
We need to beat Baltimore. Saquon needs to show out against Baltimore, get rid of the Lamar thing. And then we just got to – I don't think Jared – if the trajectory continues as the way that it does, I think Saquon will win it over Jared Goff. I think the two
he has
to get ahead of are and by the way, they control – they control the Lamar thing, because if Baltimore, not only do we beat them on national TV, but they end up as 7-5, and then I don't think it's the same thing.
Nope.
But Josh Allen needs to lose a couple of games, I think.
Yep, no, you're right.
He will.
Well, all right. Thank you for the call, Joe.
Yeah, like Saquon has a little bit of an uphill battle, and it's because of the stigma of the award. To me, he should be the front runner right now, but you know they want to give it to a quarterback.
They do, but I also think maybe – what's happening in the league this year will help Saquon as well.
I think that's part of it.
Because running backs now are, I think, a different profile because of what's happened with NFL defenses, what's happened with quarterback play sort of taking a step back. And I think the entire concept of only giving it to quarterbacks, I think that's going to be a discussion this week. And Saquon is forcing that discussion.
I completely agree. I think he's had that type of impact, and I'm glad to hear national people saying it, because that's really what you need.
Yes.
You need more national people talking about him in the MVP conversation. Last night was a great start. He's got a couple more games, high-profile games coming down the stretch. He's going to need to play big in. I think if he rushes for 2,000 yards, that's what we have to shoot for. He rushes for 2,000 yards, I think he's the MVP.
2,000 yards, the Eagles win 14 games, something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
He's been, and you really don't think this season.
Because you need a milestone.
Yes. And 2,000 yards, even if you're playing 17 games, 2,000 yards is a milestone.
Yes.
You really don't think this season's better than 2017, Wentz?
Well, not if you stop right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but if he
on this trajectory.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because Wentz didn't finish his season either.
Right.
Else he would have finished with about 40 touchdowns.
Yep. Non-quarterback wise, it's T.O.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, especially because the effect, that's the similarity with Saquon, is the effect that they had on an already good team.
Good team, yeah. I agree.
215-592-9494, Tom in Vancouver. You're on WIP.
Gentlemen.
Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Man, so envious of the Eagles right now, isn't he?
Well, why do you sound so down?
Yeah, what's the matter,
Tom? What the hell's going on? There we go.
No, I'm trying to be sympathetic with Jack. I'm very excited.
Oh, no. Okay. It's not about me.
No,
I'm thrilled.
No. Yeah, I think that Saquon, when we're looking at him, even though he's only been in Philadelphia for a very short while, we are witnessing, and I think this is why you're seeing that in the Twitter poll or X poll, whatever you want to call it, is that he's possibly the best athlete ever to have played the running back position. We don't know yet.
Well, did you see Barry Sanders?
Did you watch Bo Jackson play?
Yeah.
Well, I've actually heard some people
who played
with Bo Jackson and saying that Saquon was actually better. So I think we're on track. He's not there, but the point is that this is a really potentially an historic season. We'll see. So I think that's what we're seeing in the poll. So I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, I listen, and I love it's Jack and I been the real true running backs men here
first,
in the city.
Bijan first.
Fighting for Bijan, fighting for running backs, wanting a bell cow. I love the way the city is now on board with a running back.
Yeah.
I had heard for years. Your dad is the number one person that I love listening to now talk about Saquon. Because before then, you could shake a tree and find a running back. You don't need to take a running back, girl. Yep.
You'd have to shake a lot of trees to find Saquon Barkley.
Exactly.
And you know what's beautiful about this, Spike? Is that when they mess up Bijan down in Atlanta, we'll bring him in to replace Saquon.
That's true.
And, Spike, you know, when you were talking about the penalty, I think maybe what you were thinking of was when Mike Tomlin in that Snow Bowl game on Thursday, when he changed his call.
Right. That, I think that's what it was, because I've only watched a couple of Steelers games this year, and that was one of them.
By the way,
yeah,
that might have been one of the worst coach games I ever seen Mike Tomlin have.
Oh, the
Browns
game.
He must have made at least three or four bad decisions in that game as a coach.
I do think he changed his mind in that one, too.
Yeah, he did change his mind. He went from a 3rd and 7 to a
fourth and 2.
It was a 3rd and 2.
No, he went from 4th and 2 to 3rd and 7.
Yeah, it was exactly. And that was potentially the reason why the Steelers lost the game. I mean, to give another QB who's known for throwing long bombs and taking these risky throws, to give him another chance like that was crazy. And during that game, when he made that call, I actually said to myself, if Sirianni were the one to have made that call and then the Eagles had lost that game, can you imagine how he would have been roasted?
Yep.
Yeah, well, Nick had a couple of moments of that last night that if they had lost that game, I was ready to I'm gonna fight about this. Well, I think we'll talk about it later. Thank you for the call, Tom. The end of the first half was weird.
So they
didn't call timeout after they sacked Stafford. And then they, instead of getting the ball back with a minute, they end up with the ball back with 33 seconds. And then they end up calling timeouts each time there. So if you wanted to save time, the right way was to call that timeout first. And we won't know, but the QB draw on 4th and 7, if you're going to, at the end of the half, if you're going to just run a play,
terrible.
Let them run around for a minute and throw a – but we don't know if they called that or if – Jalen checked to that.
It.
Yeah.
Well, let's blame that one on Jalen.
I have no problem blaming Jalen.
They need to take the design QB runs and throw them out.
No, I think they're okay.
Now you want to throw the QB runs out?
No, I'm fine when he breaks the pocket and does it. It's just like the third – was it 3rd and 7 also in the red zone he did it as well and got stuffed?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple times last night where I was like, this feels like too much.
Would you rather he throw it?
Well, listen, I do trust him running the ball more.
Okay, all right, there we go. 215.
They're going to get him killed.
215-592-9494. Do you believe in the Eagles as a Super Bowl contender, and where does Saquon's season sit all time as far as Eagles offensive seasons? Coming up next, I think this is an Eagles montage put together by Wechter, a montage that relive last night. This is a fun one to relive. So we'll play that for you next. And no Sirianni today. So your calls. Nick will talk tomorrow.
Man.
Late flight.
Dang.
So we don't get to hear if Elliot gets the first question. You don't get to hear eight minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, today, it would have been just a straight
ramble session.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're the one.
So your call is no Nick. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.